In a stunning development, 50 women accuse Salesforce of profiting from sex trafficking. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 27th day of March. Thanks for being with us again today, everybody. Also today, millennials are killing off so many time-honored traditions, it is hard to keep up. However, we have got a short list for you. Lyft says it's upping its IPO offering a bunch. Facebook has banned right-wing hate groups. Those stories, the markets, and we're talking promotional products in our small business spotlight. Who buys what, why, and the importance of buying local. Chris Gregerson from Premium Solutions in our small business spotlight. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, a lawsuit has been filed by 50 women who allege that Salesforce profited from sex trafficking by creating versions of its software for the now-defunct site Backpage. The lawsuit paints a dark picture of Salesforce, which has long touted human rights and building technology for the greater good. The complaint reads, quote, "In public, including on Twitter, Salesforce boasted about fighting human trafficking using its data tools. But behind closed doors, Salesforce data tools were actually providing the backbone of Backpage's exponential growth. Salesforce didn't just provide Backpage with a customer-ready version of its data. Salesforce designed and implemented a heavily customized enterprise database tailored for Backpage's operations both locally and internationally. With Salesforce's guidance, Backpage was able to use Salesforce tools to market to new users, that is, pimps, johns, and traffickers, on three continents," end quote. Salesforce declined to comment, but said the company does not comment on litigation, but they did add this, quote, "We are deeply committed to the ethical and humane use of our products and take these allegations seriously," end quote. Well, stocks closed lower today. The key concerns are, in no particular order, by the way, Brexit, China, and that old inversion issue. I'll have details in the upcoming Wall Street Report. Millennials, well, they get a lot of knocks. You know, these are the folks born between 1981 and 1996. According to the Pew Research Center, they've gotten a lot of criticism for breaking away from previous generations, whether it represents a major economic shift like not buying a house or a daily consumer choice like shunning breakfast cereal. I'm not making that up. According to Money Talks, we've got a list of those time-honored traditions that millennials as a whole are simply not buying into. Let's go, shall we? Starter homes. As a whole, millennials are skipping buying that small starter home, opting instead on finding larger places to live or just renting. Golf. No, really. Millennials don't much care for golf. According to research, it's a time and money thing. Cable TV. Nobody cuts the cord faster than millennials. The flexibility from streaming services means they don't have to wait to see what they might want to watch. Marriage is another thing that's going by the wayside. More than half of today's 25 to 34-year-olds are single. But back in 1980, more than two-thirds of people in that age group already were married. Meanwhile, the chance that they're living with parents or grandparents has, yeah, doubled. Casual dining chains. We found this interesting. Business Insider quotes the CEO of Buffalo Wild Wings as blaming millennials for the struggles of such chain restaurants. The new generation has more options, including online delivery, meal kit companies like HelloFresh and Blue Apron, so casual chains may not be on their menu. What else? What else are millennials shrugging about? How about motorcycles? You know, there was a time when young men and women couldn't wait to buy a motorcycle. Those days, it seems, are gone. The data suggests the younger Gen Y population is adopting motorcycling at a far lower rate than prior generations. And, as it happens, they're not huge fans of cars either. What's left, right? Beer. I know. Beer would seem to be a universal favorite across generations, but millennials aren't downing brews like other age groups. They are sipping wine, however. The trend may last. The generation coming behind millennials is said to prefer smoking pot to drinking alcohol. And cereal. The New York Times wrote that 40% of the millennials surveyed in one report said cereal, quote, was an inconvenient breakfast choice because they had to clean up after eating it. End quote. Gyms. Millennials are staying in shape, but they're not joining the gym, apparently. They seem to prefer boutique studio classes, online streaming services, running clubs, CrossFit gyms, and other such options, but not the standard general service workout gym. And then there's this. Perhaps it might be the funniest entry on the list. Napkins. The Washington Post claims millennials are killing the paper napkin. Paper towels apparently are an easy substitute, especially for younger generations. Also on the list of things that millennials are killing off, movie theaters, banks, cruises, the 9-to-5 workday, ironing, and a whole bunch more. To see the complete list, Google Money Talks News Millennials. In a new filing today, Lyft said its expected IPO share price range is going to fall between $70 and $72 a share. The previous share offering looked to fall somewhere between $62 and $68 each. Under the new numbers, the company would be valued at $20 billion. The company's been clawing market share away from industry leader Uber. According to its S-1 filing that was released earlier this month, Lyft claimed 39% of the U.S. market at the end of 2018. That was up 17 percentage points over 2 years, according to the filing. Facebook said in a blog post today that conversations with academics and civil rights groups have convinced the company to expand its policies around hate groups. In a blog post, it said, quote, "Today we're announcing a ban on praise, support, and representation of white nationalism and separatism on Facebook and Instagram, which we will start enforcing next week." They went on to say, quote, "It's clear that these concepts are deeply linked to organized hate groups and they have no place on our services," end quote. Scrutiny of Facebook reached new heights in the past 2 weeks after a gunman in Christchurch, New Zealand, used Facebook to live stream his attacks on two mosques that killed 50 people. Under Facebook's change, people who search for terms associated with white supremacy will instead see a link to the page of Life After Hate. That's a nonprofit that helps people to leave hate groups. Stocks ended lower today after a closely watched interest rate fell to its lowest level in more than a year, as worries over a possible economic slowdown have lingered. The Dow closed down 32 points at 25,625 after falling as much as 232 points earlier in the day. The S&P 500 declined by 13 points to settle in at 2805, and the NASDAQ declined by 48 points, ending the day at 7643. Healthcare, utilities, and energy were the worst performing sectors, falling by more than 0.5% each. A Biomed and Advanced Micro Devices were among the biggest laggards in the S&P 500, sliding by more than 3% each. Hard disk maker Western Digital also fell by 3.6%. The benchmark 10-year T-note traded at 2.37% and hit its lowest level since December 15th of 2017. Investors are keeping an eye on rates after the 10-year fell below the 3-month rate last week for the first time since 2007. It is a development that investors call an inverted yield curve, and it's seen as an early indicator of a recession. According to data from Reuters, the U.S. Treasury yield curve has inverted before each recession in the past 50 years and has only offered a false signal just one time during that time. Gold fell today by $6.50 to $1,308.50 an ounce. Crude oil was down by 54 cents to trade at $59.40 a barrel. And as we said, the 10-year T-note settled at 2.37%. Coming up next, it's our small business spotlight, and today we're featuring Chris Gregerson from Premium Solutions. It's a small company that's located in the heart of the greater Des Moines metro, and we're talking about promotional products. who buys what and why. And we start out talking about the importance of buying local. That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.